Yes, good morning. Brother Marlon here again. I just want to once again exalt our Lord Jesus Christ and everything that He's done for us. He surely is an awesome God. He is worthy to be served. And I enjoy serving Him. He has done many good, great things for me already, and I just rejoice in His goodness. This morning, I want to read out of Psalm 15, starting in verse 1. It says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And another way to ask that question is, Lord, who's going to be in heaven? Who's going to live with you after this world comes to an end, after we die? Who's going to dwell with you? Who's holy enough to dwell with you? And here's the reply. He that walketh uprightly, he doesn't do things behind his back to other people. He keeps his face forward, and when he does something wrong, he repents and seeks forgiveness, and worketh righteousness, and doesn't do wickedness, and speaketh the truth in his heart, not just with his mouth, doesn't just speak the truth in his mouth, but he actually thinks the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. And I think we all know what that means, where we speak bad about other people behind their backs. It can be very destructive. Nor does evil to his neighbor. Nor taketh out the reproach against his neighbor. So not only should we not do evil to our neighbor, but we shouldn't even take a reproach against our neighbor. Sometimes, you know, people do something wrong, but we should take a reproach. We should ask for forgiveness, or we should tell them they're forgiven. And if we do evil against our neighbor, and let's just talk about the next door neighbor, but that is the world is our neighbor. Not just our next door neighbor, but the world. In whose eyes, verse 4, in whose eyes a thou person is content. That word content means despised. But he honors them that fear the Lord. What it's saying is, in his eyes, a thou person is content. The person whose sin is despised. The person who does not walk after God is despised. You don't make friends with that person. Yes, you can make friends with him to lead him to Christ, but you don't make friends and join in with him in his sin. But he honors them that fear the Lord. He rather seeks the companionship of the ones of them who fear the Lord. He that sweareth is in hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury. And that means borrowing money, lending money out to somebody and getting interest back. Not taking reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. So I just want to read through it again. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Psalm 15. Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In his eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors him that fear the Lord. He that sweareth his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh the reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. And I think it's a beautiful psalm, a psalm of, you know, how do we need to be to get to heaven? And it looks like a long list there. But Jesus also told his disciples that by God all things are possible. And we need to look to God, trust God to make us like this, to repent of our wicked ways, to just continue asking God to renew a right heart within me, renew a right spirit within me, to daily, it's a daily thing of dying, and just trusting God and asking Him to make you and to take out the dross, take out the wickedness in your heart, take out the flesh in your heart, and to make you into a person that God can allow to have, and to make you into a person that God, the people around you will love. It's a lifelong journey, but God is more than willing to take you and make you into who He wants you to be and not who you want to be. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.